Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure on a Friday night. We got a great show for you tonight. Our second or subtitle is Hard Work. There is no other way. Hard work. There is no other way. To be the best, you have to work hard, and endurance is the key. I kid you not. So, that's going to be our subject matter for tonight, and I wrote up a little something for you to listen to and maybe take heed. Who knows? But anyway, we got a great show for you tonight. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633 9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. I don't care where you are. Istanbul, Turkey, in the alley, on the tennis court, swimming in the swimming pool, or swimming in the ocean. If you got your headset on and it's a waterproof phone, you're going to be in the ocean with sharks coming after you and the whales and the, what's that, the dolphins that be going, ooh, ooh, ooh. Did you know dolphins actually can talk and they communicate? I kid you not. So even the dolphins listen to my show. I wonder sometimes. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on air. I can't believe I said it. And hit the big red on air button, and you'll be listening to this show. I got the giggles tonight, man, for some reason. The ooh, ooh. That just threw me off. But I'm telling you, man, we got a great show for you tonight. June is getting close. It will be 11 years on June the 22nd that I've been on air. 11 long years, man. That's a long darn time. So, if you want to get into the show, go ahead and get in. Tonight, I'm telling you, we're fitting to cut up, man. We got some Lyra. We got some Chuck Mahjong, Diana Reeves, George Michaels, Dave Koz. We've got some Maria and we got some Babyface. And we got some, Kenny Lattimore and Chantel Moore. And who else? Johnny Gill. You know, I'm crazy about Johnny Gill. Mickey Howard, Regina Bell, Chaka Khan. We just got it. We got them all for you tonight. They all singing their little songs. So we're going to be talking about hard work. There is no other way. It is 7:07. It's time for me to start the show. And we're going to play the new theme song for Heroes for Tomorrow. We put it on YouTube as part of the birth of an idea. We've got it on Facebook. We got it on LinkedIn. We got it on I Love Don S. McClure sites. I don't know. It's everywhere. But we're going to start the show off with Lyra. She's got a track called Feels Good. And we got a couple of feel-good tracks that we're going to play. So let's get the show on like Pop and the Corn. And I had my shot today for pneumonia. And they shot me in the toes and in the kneecap and in the derriere. And I said, why y'all shoot me so much? They said, we just love shooting you, Don. I'm telling a story. I'm telling a joke. It's a joke.
I always wanted to be a songwriter. Write great music, perform it around the world, meet interesting people, travel, and see exciting new places. For more than all of that, I just wanna feel good every day. I wanna wear a smile upon my face. I wanna feel the joys of the day. I wanna feel I'm gonna live this day as best as I can.
Oh, man. And I hope you wrote down the words to that song. She said, I want to feel good every day. I want to see the smile of a friend. I want to hear. And I want you to feel good. Because I want to feel good. Tonight's second topic is hard work. There is no other way. And hard work, endurance is the key. That's the key to hard work. We're going to talk about that. So again, hey, we're going to jump to another I Feel Good track by Diana Reeves. We start with Lyra, Feel Good, and she cuts that track up. I put it on Facebook as part of the posting with today's topic. And so check it out. Diana Reeves, Feel Good.
And why and who's to blame? Powerless to change the natural motion, knowing that something will never change. So I let it go. Oh yeah. There are things you simply can't control, and it feels so good. I wanna stay lifted, I wanna stay free. Yes, it feels so good just to be open, just to be seen. Sometimes I give my consent to skillful disillusion. Let out control my inner dream. I'll write the story's ending before it begins, and make conclusions based on where I've been. Then I let go. Oh yeah. There are things I know I can't control, and it feels so good. Then I let go.
And we're back. We are back. And I took a quick pause for the cause. And that was deep, man. That was really, really, really deep. It's 7:19. We just got through playing Diana Reeves. So we are getting ready to rock and roll. Hey, we're going to jump to a track by one of my African artists, Zam Jovi, Duwando, and it's called Dreams, and I think you'll like it. And we got some more really, really great Love Crown My Computer songs, but also our topic for tonight, hard work, there is no other way. To be the best, you have to work hard. Endurance is the key.
No way in my way, oh way. No way in my way, oh way. Take me to the place where the river runs wild. To the place, a place with fruit on
the place where we sit next to
African artists. You know, you heard Lyra, my favorite African artist, but you also heard, and I used to play a lot of her, so I'm going to have to get back to that and play some more. Hey, we're going to play the theme song from Heroes for Tomorrow, the animation I'm working on. I've got the characters putting it together, but man, I mean, they're turning out so good. And the theme song Cass Jackson is going to use for Birth of an Idea. We got a short promo clip for that, but she's going to nail it on Heroes for Tomorrow. So I'm going to give you a little taste of the theme song. So when you see it on TV or you hear it in your radio or you're driving down the street or doing something inside a store or something, you say, hey, that's Heroes for Tomorrow. And Birth of an Idea. So let's take a listen. Now, the words haven't been added to it yet. So it's just a little short promo clip. Oh, man, I'm telling you, when I saw that on screen last night on YouTube, I said, oh, man, Don, you cut up. But I can't wait to put all this stuff together, and we're going to have my own TV streaming show this year, end of the year. I don't care what nobody says. Hey, I'm going to play a track. You know, we mixed a little jazz, and we played a little R&B, so I'm going to play by George Michaels, Careless, and I'm going to follow it up with a jazz artist named Dave Koz, and he's going to play Whispers, Careless Whispers, twice, George Michaels and Dave Koz. And we got another track like that, too. Every Time I Close My Eyes with Mariah Carey, went over so big, and Babyface, and just more great jazz artists taking their songs. So let's give a listen, and I'll be right back and check the tracks. Oh, and I went and got a pneumonia shot today. Can you believe that? Man, they shot me in every toe bone I got. I wonder why they be shooting me so much.
Feels
Oh, man. You better love that saxophone. That was pretty good, man. And see, that's what I mean by George Michael's did the, he did the track, man. And then Dave Koz, who can play it. Dave said, hey, I'm gonna do the jazz part of this. So both of them sound pretty good. So I played them back to back. Now, we got a lot of great music for you tonight. Our subject matter is going to come on about 7:45. We're talking about hard work. There is no other way. You know, they even made a T-shirt. One of my fans in New York made a T-shirt that says, Don S. McClure, the hardest working author you should know. And people always ask me, why do you work so hard? You just work. And I say, well, because I have to. Because if you're going to be good, we're going to be talking about that. A man once told me to get anywhere in life or achieve the legend of great success, you must train hard, think hard, find the courage to succeed, and always follow the first rule, hard work. That's what a man once told me. You know, like a Chinese guy. Oh, Don, you must work hard. You must achieve because you have the endurance. I like my Chinese philosophers, man. But anyway, I got a track to play. Johnny Gill. Here we go. You know, and I'm telling you, Johnny Gill, Mickey Howard, Babyface, them are artists, man.
You need only touch me, girl, and I'm a slave for you.
Oh, man. Would I be singing Johnny Gill and Babyface at the karaoke? Man, the girls be, oh, sing it, Donnie, sing it. I say, I'm not Johnny, but I'm Donnie. Oh, especially that one, man. I just wanna really love you. I sound better than that, but... Oh, man. Hey, it's 7:46. I got to play one more track, then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to discuss our topic. But, man, I will cut some Johnny Gill now, and I will do some Babyface, man. And they just be falling out. Ow! Let me play this Chaka Khan track. Thank you.
Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Wow. That's one of my best books, man. You got to get it. You will really love it. All right, it is time to discuss our subject matter for a few minutes. And, you know, every Friday I write something up. Not to really tell you what to do, because, of course, I can't stand when people try to tell you everything. But just to give you a little food for thought. So tonight's subtitle is Hard Work, There's No Other Way. To be the best, you have to work hard. Think about that. To be the best, you have to work hard. And endurance is the key. That's the secret key that you have to have. A man once told me, to get anywhere in life or to achieve the legend of great success, you must train hard. You must think hard. You must find the courage to succeed and always follow the first rule, which is hard work. Now, there are many who will tell someone else they work too hard for what they want. But there is no easy way to achieve anything without working hard. Now, working hard does not mean overthinking. It does not mean overworking or overstressing. It just simply means to join the team of champions that have paid the price for hard work. Now, as I said that, and I was writing it, I put a little part in and said, look around you. A champion boxer like Muhammad Ali trains hard for every fight he had to have. He trained continuously, working on his weight, working on his health, doing exercises, building his mind up. That's hard work, so that he could be the champion he wanted to be. Now let's take a talented singer. A lot of people say, well, hey, I could sing. But talented singers practice hard each day. Sometimes 3 hours, sometimes 4 hours, and sometimes maybe even 6 hours in a day to become an amazing entertainer. Now a dancer works hard. Like the young ladies who want to be a ballerina, on her toes to fly across the stage, feeling all the hard work she has put in. You know, it takes a lot of hard work to be a martial artist, to stretch certain muscles. But to be a ballerina takes a lot of hard work and discipline and endurance. The wording that people use sometimes to avoid hard work, they'll say things like, well, I'm going to work smarter and not harder. And those are the people that like shortcuts or shortcut way of thinking. But if you think about it, those athletes, they train hard. Thinking to look at some of the best talents in the world, like Simone Biles. Can you imagine how hard she has to train? Or Flo-Jo, or anybody that wants to be a champion. As they will train hard to be the best, even in the Olympics. You know how you watch the Olympics every year? They train all year for their chance to get that gold medal, knowing there's a gold medal to the shortcut of working hard, the silver medal, the bronze. So when somebody says to you, you work too hard, or you put in too much time, ask them to show you what they've achieved from working hard, working smart, as you say. Now, we're not talking about the ones who won the lottery. We're not talking about the ones that made a quick investment on something and it turned out pretty good because they had to put in some work. But when you see those athletes, those young men playing in the NCAA, they had to work hard to get there. You see, there are some people that will make it by accident. They buy a lottery ticket, bam, they win $300 million, $500. They go to the casino, they win $250,000, $1,000. And that's good. But when you count the amount of people that had to work hard to get to where they want to go, that were homeless first, or like Fred Smith, everybody in the world knows FedEx, which used to be Federal Express. There was a time he had so hard, and this is the truth, the banks in Tennessee would not even cash his payroll employee checks. That's how broke his company was. And he tried over and over again to get it together because he knew his college professor gave him a D on his term paper and told him that FedEx was the dumbest idea in the world. Well, he stuck with it. And now you see FedEx trucks everywhere. One of the richest men in the world. But it wasn't the money that he went after. He wanted to champion his idea. So I want you to think about that when somebody says you're working too hard, or girl just quit, or guy just quit, that's too much work. That's what we call the Pinocchio theory, because they don't have to work hard to get to where they're going. But I want you to think about that. When you see those athletes, somebody showed a picture on Facebook and on TikTok where a man lifted his whole body up over a shopping cart and was showing his muscles while he was in the air. Or think about those Olympians that train every day. You tell your mind you want to be the best, it's going to take hard work. I want you to think about that while we jump to another track. And let's see, we're going to go to the love zone. You know, we in love. All right, I'm going to play this track that I like. Let's see. Gino Vannelli. I ain't heard from him in a while. I just want to stop and tell you that I see you, that I love you, that I need you. I just want to stop. And I'm playing the song for all the ladies out there. I just want to stop singing.
Memories of love. I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man. Not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world. That will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future, and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Like the last. this time
is for a lifetime.
Okay, I'm getting ready to play the track of tracks that I love. And yes, it's got my name in it. You just got to try to listen real close. And she does say Don. Oh, man, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, we got some exciting projects coming up. We're working on Heroes for Tomorrow. I showed it to my sister-in-law and my brother. And they said, "Don, man, you bad, man. You bad." I said, "Man, I'm getting there." But I just love the feel of what I'm working on. I said, James Brown opened up the door, and I get it myself. Hit me. And somebody hit me in the jaw. Boop. Hit me again. Boop, boop. All right, let me play my favorite lady in the world, Mickey Howard. And my name in the song, I'm sorry to tell y'all. I know you don't want to believe it, but listen to her. Mickey, tell her.
I've been up and I've been down, I've
Somebody took me up and threw me away. Yo, yes, they did, Don. But I've been rich and I've been poor. Man, you see, you know what? Oh, man. That's a heck of a track, man. And don't forget, hard work. That's the only way, man. You know, one of the most famous women in the world, Maggie Walker, who started a bank with nickels and pennies. And this is a quote from her. Eternal vigilance is the price of success. Eternal vigilance. You got to be vigilant on what you want to do. So forget all those people that say you work too hard and you're working and you're working and you're working because you got a goal in mind. See, evidently, they don't have a goal because they want to be like Pinocchio, go out and play. And nobody said you didn't have to have a life or enjoy yourself, but you got to work hard to be a champion, to be the champion of your ideas. We're going to jump to a track that I've been dying to play. Okay, let's get to it. I'm looking on my board. Where did I put it? And it's in here. This is a track called Every Time I Close My Eyes. And, of course, it's by Babyface. But this time, Kenny G lit it up and played it by Sax. We're going to follow it up with Mariah Carey and Babyface doing it every time. Now, I want you to understand the word every time. I close my eyes. I can't see. Okay, all right. I know that was corny. That was really corny. But anyway. I'm going to do the one by Kenny G, follow it up with Babyface and Mariah Carey. Then we're going to take a short break. Man, we only got like 30 more minutes left. So let's get it on. And I want you to think about that. Hard work, but there is no easy way to achieve anything without hard work. I don't care what you do.
But got you, yeah, and you got me too. Every time I think of it, I pinch myself 'cause I don't believe it's true, yeah, that someone like you loves me too, yeah.
Coming to see.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and we got 19 more minutes to go. You're listening to Don S. McClure on the Friday Night Show. And the subtitle, Hard Work, There Is No Other Way. So I want you to keep that in mind when people keep telling you that, you know, think about it. Even when you are exercising to build up those muscles, what do you have to do? Work hard. Because without that, you don't get the muscles. So the easy way of things doesn't usually come. Can't say it doesn't happen. It's not the norm. So I want you to think about that, you know, and I got to play a track by special request. It's by Lyra. It's called Feel Good. And I want you to really, really listen to the words in the song. She said, I want to feel good every day. I want to hear the laughter of a child. I just want to feel good.
I always wanted to be a songwriter. You know, write great music, perform it around the world, meet interesting people, travel, and see exciting new places. For more than all of that, I just wanna feel good every day. I wanna wear a smile upon my face. I wanna feel the joys of the day. I wanna feel alive in every moment. Said I won't waste time on feeling blue. I won't waste time on things I cannot change. I'm gonna live this day as best as I care.
Now, don't you agree? You want to feel good every day. And like she says, I can't worry about the things I cannot change. And I don't want those crazy people around me that's always gloom and doom, like they just can't find nothing good. I can't stand it. Just it bothers me. You know, so you got to take each day and enjoy as much of your life as you can. And like she says, she want to be a singer and travel and do, but the best thing she wants to do is have joy, feel good. Hey, I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks. Of course, it's Babyface. And then the last track is going to be Chuck Mangione. Feel good. Everybody wants to just feel good. So let's get, where do we go? I don't know. Where do we go from here? I'm going to cry. I'm crying right now. My glasses are fogged up.
Oh,
the track. Hey, did you know I got a fast tonight? I can't eat anymore past 9 o'clock. I got to take some tests in the morning. Oh, man. And I tried to eat everything I could find before the bewitching hour. So now I'm done. Oh, my God. You know I love to eat. But anyway, I'm going to play Chuck Mangione for the last track. Feels so good. And Chuck is bad, man, because we're going to leave you with an up note and not a down note. And a down note is like a frown, but an up note is like a smile turned upside down. Hey, see, I'm a poet, and I know it. All right, let me get this track in. 347-633-9376 is the number you can dial all over the world to get into the Don S. McClure network of shows.
Thank you.
man, that was a great track. And there she goes, 90 seconds. The next she's going to say 60 seconds. The next she's going to say, like Alexa, get out. So, I'm done eating. Now I'm just going to drink water. Oh, my God. But don't forget, hard work, there's no other way. And eternal vigilance, truly the price of success. So I want you to think about that and keep on doing all the stuff you want to enjoy and love and do. And just keep moving forward. That's the only way to live. That's the only way I know. So sometimes we all get a little down, but you bounce back up like a bouncing ball. Pop, 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 pop. So I'm going to sing that song. La, 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 la. Da, 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 da. And then I'm going to sing. I'm going to cry. Baby face. Way, where do we go? I don't know. I think there's something wrong with you, man. But anyway, be safe out there. Is enjoy life. That's all you have. So I'm going to say good night.